Alrighty. So everyone, good morning. My name is Naz Ali. I am the host of the Self Care Together podcast, where we talk about motivation and self-care goals. Today, I have a special guest. Her name is Jordan Bethany, and she is going to be talking about health and fitness and nutrition and basically get us on the right foot with our health. So besides the mental part of it, we're going to talk about the physical part of it, which is also mental. You'll learn more about it with Jordan. So Jordan, if you can please introduce yourself and let everyone know why you're here and what your purpose is today working with me.
Well, hi, Naz. I am so excited to be on your podcast, and thank you so much for having me. Well, let's go. My name's Jordan, and I have been a nurse. I just want to give a little background. I've been a nurse for about 10 years, so I've always been like super passionate about health, but more recently, in the last few years, I started doing fitness coaching, and I have been more passionate about health, but also wellness. And I've realized how important it is in people's lives and how there's so many people that need help and guidance, accountability. And I feel like my purpose is to guide people, to help them feel better physically and mentally, just like their whole body feel better. And I've found that a lot of people are out there and they want to feel better. They want to be fit. They just need help. They just need the guidance. And I just feel like my purpose is to help those people get to where they want to be with their goals.
Yes, I love that. I need you to share with people your journey because I know you went through a very long journey to get to where you're at now. I think that's pretty inspiring because you are somebody who stays focused on fitness and keeps that really front of the line for your life. So, can you share a little bit about your history with your past with fitness and how it got you where you are today?
Oh yeah, definitely. I was not always healthy. When I was younger, my early 20s, I was just I feel like I was doing what the typical 20-year-old does. You're going out, you're partying, you're doing what you want, living your best life. And I really put my health to the side, both physically and mentally. And it definitely took a toll. It took a toll. And I can't remember what clicked for me, but something definitely clicked where I wanted to feel better. I wanted to look better. And I started with exercise. I started with being more physically active, but over time, I realized that just wasn't enough. Like, that wasn't really going to transform my whole life. I had to also work on like my stress management and prioritizing myself and my mental health. And over time, I've come to realize it's like a total body transformation. That's what fitness is all about. And it definitely was through my own experience that I understood more why people struggle, because it is a struggle. It is really hard to make big changes in your life like that. And it's definitely led me to where I am now, and knowing that I need to help other people get through it. People need support. Support's really important too, to have a community that supports you and your progress.
Oh, I completely 1000% agree, which is why we're doing the Self Care Together podcast. Doing things together, literally, you can move mountains. And I was doing things by myself and quickly realized it's kind of hard. It takes you much longer by yourself. So I agree on the whole togetherness, and I'm so excited that we're working together, that we're going to be able to help people. with some advice and some motivational tips on how to get their fitness going, their mental health better. So yeah, thank you, Jordan, so much for saying that. It's really important to note. Can you share a little bit about like on the nutrition side? I know that fitness health is, what is the percentage on like the what you put into your body, like food wise versus working out? I know there's like a percentage. Is it like 80-20? Like 80% is what you put into your body and then 20% is the fitness? Can you explain that a little bit?
I've heard this, yes, that a lot of people like to use that percentage. 80% is nutrition, what you put in your body, and then 20% is exercise, movement. And I mean, I think it's a good way to make it numbers, because a lot of people like numbers, they like statistics, they like to see percentages like that. Yeah. In my opinion, I feel like nutrition is like the key. Like, yes, it's the key to everything. Movement, yes, it's very important too. Mm-hmm. But until you get your nutrition in check, until you're eating nutritious foods that fuel you and give you all the vitamins, minerals that you need, mm-hmm, like, you can work out all day. It's not going to get you to where you want. And your food is... it's important to your mental health too. It affects hormones, it affects all your body systems. So even though I would say I'm more of an exercise expert, I really advocate for getting your nutrition in check, because it is like, it's definitely at least 80% of it for most people.
Yeah, you're so right. Can you tell us a little bit about like how we can start our mornings with the nutrition? Because I know breakfast is like the most important meal of the day, and I know like for myself, I tend to screw it up sometimes. So you have like like I screw it up.
You're not alone.
Like,
alone.
I'll either skip it or I'll eat something unhealthy, and then it's like when you start your day, you need to start your day better. So can you give us some advice on how to better start our day with nutrition or fitness? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you're not alone at all in this challenge. People are so busy. They're getting ready to go to work, you know, get their kids ready, whatever the case may be. Yeah. What I say for breakfast is, if you are in a rush and you need to go quick, well, first of all, I don't have anything against skipping. If you skip breakfast and you still eat nutritiously throughout the day, that's fine. Like, I don't think it's necessary. If you don't feel hungry, it doesn't affect you, like your mood or anything. But I do have three quick breakfast suggestions that are, I mean, these are like 5 minutes type things. And what I tell everyone to keep in mind is try to eat protein. Try to pick a protein during every meal.
Why is protein so important in every meal? Is that the fullness part of it, or?
Well, it will keep you full longer, but protein also, it helps in all of our body systems. It's typically, not a super high calorie food choice. And it's a good way, it's just a good to have in every meal. So I really advocate for protein, and I could get way deep into it, but I know how I get, so I try to cut myself off, because I will just like do too much and I'll go into all this like crazy information and people are like, okay, just tell me to do it.
Well, I feel like we should do another episode where we go deeper into it, like the details and the actual nutrition aspect of it, because I know you know all of that. So I think one of these episodes we should go, I mean, if people would like to hear it, please let us know, but I think we should go into deeper into the nutrition part of breakfast and or not just breakfast, but like just the proteins, the carbs, all that stuff, and see what it does to the body.
Yeah, I can get pretty complicated with the different food groups, the macronutrients, why you need them, and I have to stop myself because it can get crazy.
All right, well,
with the information, let me give three examples of quick breakfast items. One would be like plain Greek yogurt with some berries, super fast.
Yummy.
A lot of people have an issue with Greek yogurt. Like, they either don't like the texture or they say the taste is sour. So in my experience, if you get Kirkland, like Costco Greek yogurt, it's pretty smooth. And the flavor isn't sour. So I know that's an issue.
Is the Chobani?
What was that?
The Chobani ones, are those okay?
Yeah, those are okay. You'll want to do the plain one though.
Oh, I the flavor.
Yeah, you want to do the plain one and then add in some berries and you're good to go.
What about some honey?
Maybe just a little bit. Okay, yeah, a little bit of honey. Never hurt anybody, just a little bit.
Right, because honey is a great alternative for sweetener, so just something. Yeah, those can be sour. I'm not a big yogurt person, but that's a good option. So what's the other two?
Let's see, and 1 to 2 hard-boiled eggs, again, with some berries. And I just say hard-boiled eggs because you could already have them prepared. You could just grab them and go.
You said 2 of them?
1 to 2.
Okay.
Depending on your preference. And people have a weird thing with eggs. They think like you shouldn't eat the yolk or it's going to give you high cholesterol and so on. All these things that I hear a lot. No, you'll be okay. Like, the nutrients are in the yolk. Nutrients like you don't get from anything else.
It's true.
And high cholesterol, typically it comes from an overall bad diet. It's not just one thing. It's not just an egg. It's a lifestyle that's being lived, not one food item. So it's something to think about.
Are eggs okay to eat every day?
Yes, I think they're fine.
Okay.
Just fine. As long as your overall nutrition is, you're making good choices. Like, high cholesterol comes from many bad choices, all kinds of junk food, not just an egg. Like, you know, it's a series of not healthy choices.
Okay, gotcha.
And then the third thing that I just throw out there is a protein shake, just because so easy and convenient. I don't advocate for protein shakes unless you're trying to get a convenient food. It's convenience. You can get as much protein as you need from your meals, but this is simply about making it quick and easy. And I mean, it's easy to pour powder and some water and mix it up and go.
Oh, okay. So you're not talking about the already made protein shakes. You're saying the ones that you make yourself and control the protein, whatever fruits, whatever stuff you put in there.
I'm literally talking about the ones that you'll see. It says protein powder. It has a flavor. You take the powder, you put in the water, you mix it, you shake it, you go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So not the ones that you just buy, the protein shakes, because those have like additives in it, right? Like the not as good stuff. Like, we should make our own with protein powder. Is that what you're saying?
There are some that are pre-made.
Yeah.
And it depends on the brand. It depends on what they're putting in there. Like, the two brands that I recommended was like, one of them is a vegan protein powder. It's vegan Vega Sport. That one's pretty good flavor, pretty good ingredients. And then whey protein powders are also pretty good. I don't have a specific brand for that one because I'm not as familiar with whey protein. Because I don't recommend dairy as much. So I try to recommend like the vegan ones.
Yeah. So like things like Muscle Milk, you don't recommend? Is it like a high sugar content or something? Like, What do you
The muscle milk, I'm not familiar with the sugar content. I think it's pretty low sugar.
Oh, okay.
It's all personal preference. Like, all of these pre-made processed items mm-hmm. are going to have additives. They're going to have things that you don't necessarily need,
mm-hmm.
but it's like a give and take. There's lots of items, foods that have additives, that have things that we don't necessarily need, but this is a healthier choice than going and having like a bagel covered in cream cheese and a huge, massive breakfast that's like 1,000 calories. So it's kind of like a give and take on how healthy can you make it but still be convenient.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, those are three really good options. I could see myself doing the eggs, mm-hmm. and then also the protein shake. The yogurt, I don't necessarily go for all the time, but mm-hmm. something I could probably add here and there. But those are really good, quick breakfast options that I could try. So yeah, thank you. Those are good.
Yeah, of course. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you think if it helps you.
I'm going to try to start doing that tomorrow. Let's see what I do. But how about like for fitness? You said you had like some quick fitness tips.
Yes. I really recommend HIIT cardio, which is, it's high intensity intervals. Mm-hmm. And that sounds all complicated. Let's just simplify it. All it is is for 30 seconds, you go all out for an exercise. For example, you could do like jump squats. We're squatting down, jumping a little bit. You don't have to jump super high, but you do that for 30 seconds. And you just keep going. You don't, no rest.
And then 30 after seconds is short, right?
Hmm?
Isn't it, 30 seconds sounds really short, but I guess with your heart beating, like when you're doing that, it's a lot.
It sounds short, but if you do this if you do this for 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, by the end, it's not going to seem short. It's going to be like, be like, whoa, this is like, my heart is beating out of my chest. And the whole point is just to elevate your heart rate, get your heart rate elevated. And it burns a lot of calories. It releases all those good hormones, all those endorphins. Ooh. And it's effective. And it doesn't take a lot of time. Like, you can be between meetings and you have 10 minutes. You can do it real quick in the morning. And you basically, you do it 30 seconds all on. You do this exercise as hard as you can do it. Like, my example was jump squats. Mm-hmm. And then you do 30 seconds of rest. Mm-hmm. And maybe you have a timer or a stopwatch, whatever you want to use. Mm-hmm. And you continue to do that on, 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off for 5 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it will be a very good workout, I guarantee it.
So do you have to, like, so your example was jump squats. Do you have to incorporate two different body movements, or can you just like do like jumping jacks and just like do that real quick, or like just squats? Like, does it have to be like two different types of exercise movements, or you can just do one thing for like 30 seconds really fast?
You could just do one thing. You don't have to. That was just my example, because that one's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Definitely going to get your heart rate up, but you could just do body weight squats, but you would need to do them fast. You need to be going fast. Mm-hmm. You could do jumping jacks, but again, you need to be going fast. It's not like a leisure pace at all. It's like, do it as hard as you can do it. Okay. And it's gonna be a little uncomfortable.
Excuse me. Yeah, I was just thinking, because jump squats are difficult.
They are. So you could just do body weight squats.
Mm-hmm.
And if that at some point became really easy, then you could move on to jump squats.
Okay. Well, I would love to do some HIIT workouts. So thank you. I feel like we should do like a live one and show people how it goes.
Yeah, that would be fun. I would love it.
Yeah, I would love it too.
Exercise, I love it. I'm at an unnatural level of loving
Oh, I love how much
it.
you love fitness. Like literally, when I thought about this segment, you were the first person who popped in my head. I was like, I have to contact Jordan. Like, there's no way
Oh,
I
I
can't.
love that. So nice.
Well, thank you. You're so nice for agreeing to do this. And honestly, I really appreciate you so much because you've become some like a really great friend of mine who motivates me. Like, you really motivate me, and I'm just so glad to have you part of my circle. So thank you, Jordan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Like that really, oh, that makes me feel so good. Thank you.
Well, I'm really thankful to have like really cool people in my life. So I'm excited to do this podcast with you, and I think we're running out of time, so let's wrap
Yes.
it up, and we are gonna have more conversations every Friday. So I'm so excited that I'm gonna start my Fridays with you. So yeah, anyone who's listening, please let us know your thoughts. If you have a topic for Jordan for next week or a question, please go to selfcaretogetherpodcast.com and submit that request or topic on that page. There is a, if you scroll down, you'll see where you can submit it. And Jordan, do you have any lasting comments before we completely wrap it up and I say my little spiel?
I think I'm good. I want to save some stuff for later, but yeah, I think I'm great.
Awesome. Well, Jordan, thank you again so much for talking with me this morning, and I can't wait to talk to you again next week. And I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. And yeah, I think this is going to be a great segment, and I'm excited to do it. And anyone listening, please, please, please follow Self Care Together Podcast. Go to selfcaretogetherpodcast.com. Follow the social channels, especially my Facebook one, the Self Care Together Community, where I'm going to try to post every day and try to wake up early and motivate you guys and try to do this community building thing together. And hopefully we can boost each other up and continue to work on our self-care. So, yeah, I hope everyone has a great day and know that we can do this together and focus on you and your goals. And yeah, have a great day and we'll chat soon. So, take care. Thanks, guys.